What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Paul Goldschmidt starting this game. Now, he felt and admitted he wasn't helping the team in the month of June, only hitting 143 since June 1st entering today. Well, the calendar's flipped, and Goldschmidt, we know he could be an all-star. So he started July, as he should. 1-1 pitch, fastballed in. Base hit to left off Kevin Gausman, who the Yankees were looking to light up again. And Cody Bellinger, he lined to left, but Aaron Judge worked a walk. So even though Jazz Chisholm popped a second a couple of pitches later, Yankees still had a two-on, two-out threat. Giancarlo Stanton, Jason Dominguez coming up. Stanton did his part. He worked a full-count walk and loaded the bases in the first inning. And Dominguez following up, looking to do his part.
And now 1-2 here to Dominguez. Runners take their lead. Here's a pitch. Swing on, hit up the middle, and into center field. Here comes Goldschmidt. Big Judge coming around. He's going to score easily. Jason Dominguez ringing the bell here in the first inning. It's 2-0 Yankees.
Dominguez, a 327 hitter his last 19 games. That was a big-time exhale in the moment. A two-out, two-run single, especially how everything went down last night. And Max Fried had that 2-0 lead. Yankees have won 9 of his last starts until today. Following a loss, 0.93 ERA in those games for Fried, working with that 2-0 lead, and worked around a one-out walk to George Springer in that first inning. The inning polished off by Paul Goldschmidt.
Good lead here by George. He's really playing cat and mouse. There's a pitch hit to the right side. Paulie jumps up, makes the play, back to first for the third out. Nicely done. Playing an excellent first base all year. Might be hitting dropped off a little bit, but first base is just solid.
First inning alone, Goldschmidt flipping the calendar. The single, the run scored, the five-star defensive play. For our defensive play of the game, brought to you by J.P. McHale Pest Management, the official pest control of the New York Yankees. J.P. McHale, not just good, guaranteed. Fried and Gausman, they traded 1-2-3 innings in the second. So third inning, Dominguez, another two-out chance. Judge had the one-out double off Gausman. Jazz battled from 0-2 down, eight-pitch walk. Stan did get overpowered by 96 inside from Gausman. Dominguez, though, two on, two away, sharp liner to second, but lined out, inning over, and that was one of many missed chances today. Fried followed that. Artistry with a 2-0 lead, five different pitch types he used in the third inning, a 1-2-3. More soft contact for Fried, easy breezy. He made eight in a row, so three innings, no hits for Fried, 45 pitches. You're thinking, now, this could be the Yankees' bounce-back day behind Fried per usual, a 2-0 Yankee lead, and the Yankees had more life in the fourth inning. Against Gausman, LeMahieu pulled a single. Goldschmidt, still turning over that new leaf, he rocked a double and made it second and third. But Bellinger hitting into some bad luck. He flied to center field. Yankees 2-0 lead, but six runners left on base through four innings today. And time to track that number once again, monitoring the left on base, fourth inning moving forward. Fried entering the bottom of the fourth, looking like his vintage self, especially his vintage self following Yankee losses. But that fate turned quickly, starting with George Springer. All good to go after that collision at third last night. Springer laying in.
2-2 pitch. Breaking ball hit a long way to the gap. Deep left center field. Giving chases Dominguez, and it's gone.
and looked like that would be the lone blemish in the inning. Springer taking him out to deep left, but Freed, two quick outs on five pitches. Davis Schneider with two out, nobody on. Infield single to third. This opened the door because Jazz coming in. We know Jazz with his athleticism, he can make plays look easy at times over at third, but this is a bad Jazz throw. On a play charging in, Schneider hustled it out. The inning should have been over, but the door cracked open for Miles Straw. Freed walked him, so partly Freed's doing here. And two on, two out, a 2-1 Yankee lead. Freed also fell behind Andrés Giménez.
And the pitch, swung on, sent to center field and hit well. Going back is Bellinger towards the 400 mark, and it is gone. Three-run homer, Andrés Giménez. You don't expect that from him. And the Blue Jays take over the lead. Oh, my goodness. Three-run jack.
You know, only the second time all year Freed's allowed more than three earned runs. That's how good he's been. Dodger Stadium and today in Toronto. But the Yankees, you're thinking, as deflating as that is, Giménez left on left, a three-run homer off Max Fried of all people. You got to pick your ace up. The Yankees, six runners left on base through four innings, and every chance to pick Fried up immediately in this game. Top five, Gausman coming up on 90 pitches in that fifth inning. Judge, his second hit, third time on base already with a base hit to left. And Jazz, patient once again, followed Judge with a full count walk. So two on, nobody out. You had Stanton, Dominguez, Volpe coming up after six left on through the first four innings. This is a perfect opportunity, the perfect chance for the Yankees to make it right.
1-2, couple of men aboard, nobody out, 4-2. Toronto, here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball, blew it, bam. Strikeout, number three for Gausman. He's got Stanton twice. There's one down here in the fifth. First pitch here to Dominguez. Swing on and sent to center field. Straw going towards the gap in left center field, well short of the track. And makes a catch. Judge tags. He'll get the third. Throw comes into second to keep Jazz Chisholm at first. Here's Gausman with the 1-0 pitch. Swing on, bounce down to third. Clement. Nice on the hop, and he throws over to Guerrero for out number three. So a couple more left on base. Yankees have stranded eight today. We go bottom five. It's 4-2 Toronto.
And it took all of seven pitches, and the runners didn't move from first and second. After the Stanton strikeout, it actually only took four pitches for Dominguez and Volpe swinging away to end that inning. 1-for-9 runners in scoring position through five innings today in Toronto. And after the Giménez three-run homer in the fourth, Freed actually doing his part. He easily set down seven in a row, kept it a 4-2 deficit. Gausman was done, on the other hand, five innings of two-run ball, but stranded eight base runners over those five innings. And the Yankees in the sixth inning, they couldn't solve the righty Nick Sandlin. LeMahieu the one-out base hit to left, but it was immediately a race. Goldschmidt, a 6-4-3 double play. So seventh inning, Yankees with nine runners left on, and it took some fortune to change the complexion of this game briefly. The lefty Justin Brule into the game. Bellinger, who crushes left-handers. More evidence of that last night. Bellinger, base hit to right. The Blue Jays wanted nothing to do with Judge. Intentionally walked him for a third time in two games in this series, and with nobody out, no less. So it put the tying run on, and Jazz bounced into a fielder's choice. Vladdy at first, nabbed Judge at second. But that meant runners at the corners with Stanton, Dominguez coming up, and Braden Fisher, who struck out the side last night, not allowing a run in a month. Braden Fisher, he came in a huge spot.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And the pitch. Bouncing ball, third base. Fair ball. And it gets by Clement. Scoring is Bellinger. Moving to third is Jazz Chisholm. There's a break. Got a 4-3 ball game. Stanton's at first. First pitch. Bouncing ball. In and out of the glove of Guerrero as Jazz was halfway down the line. Jazz scores. We got a new ball game tied at 4-4. E3 all the way.
So the E3 followed an E5, and the Yankees, without even finally coming through with runners in scoring position, they had tied the game up. Blue Jays making most of the defensive blunders today in Toronto. Volpe did fly to center. Escarra struck out to end that inning and strand two more runners, but the Yankees 0-for-5 runners in scoring position. That inning alone, tie ball game. You take it any way you could get it. Bottom seven, though, immediately. Yankees were kind of baseball god situation. You get that many opportunities, you don't cash in, it's going to turn back against you. Mark Leiter Jr., part of the sixth inning, nightmare last night. He got Straw to fly to right, but allowed Jimenez's second hit of the day. Then Leiter walked the eight hitter, Tyler Heineman. So put two on in a tie game, and that's where Aaron Boone went to Luke Weaver for the pinch hitter, Addison Barger, and our Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game.
Here's Weaver, 3-2 to Barger, the pitch. Strike three called. Two down. Weave comes in and gets a huge out.
Barger has something to say about that. Is Schneider going to...
That's a call for catcher's interference.
I think they are.
Yep. Call for... Oh, that can hurt if that's the catcher's interference. Because
they're going to look
at
it.
Is. That'll load them up.
They're going to look at it. He's pointing at... And Barger immediately pointed at Escarra.
The Toronto Blue Jays are challenging the no call of catcher's interference. After review, there was catcher's interference. The call's overturned.
That's critical.
Second time in a couple of days.
That is critical. Bases loaded, top of the order, Ernie Clement, Springer, and Guerrero.
It would have been strike three and two out. Instead, bases loaded, one out for Luke Weaver on just that half swing. Would have been called strike three. Instead, catcher's interference and bases loaded for our Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. Tune in to our flagship station, WFAN, tomorrow between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. to correctly identify the Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. And you'll have a chance to win four Yankees tickets, courtesy of Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. So from potentially closing the door, Weaver, the door wide open, and Ernie Clement, top of the order. Two hits and a game-tying single to the shortstop hole last night. Clement today, go-ahead base hit past the lunging Volpe. 5-4 Toronto taking advantage, and that catcher's interference there looming large for Escarra. Loomed even larger because the next guy up, George Springer, and the red-hot Springer already with a homer on the day and today's electrifying drive of the game.
2-1, Weaver trying to get Springer the pitch. Swung on a high fly ball. Deep left center field. Going back, goodbye.
That's number nine.
George Springer having a day. He's driven in five. And Weaver gives up a grand slam.
13 RBIs in his last 30 at-bats. He's red hot indeed. And also, we know Springer's liked hitting against the Yankees his entire career. It is getting absurd at this point. Last couple of years, hitting .333 against him with four homers and 15 RBIs. That's in a 17-game span for George Springer. And that's our electrifying drive of the game brought to you by Audi. Experience a fully electric Audi Q6 e-tron at your local tri-state Audi dealer today. So a 5-run seventh after the 4-run sixth was a story last night. And this didn't get any better for the Yankees in the eighth inning. Goldschmidt after the LeMahieu one-out walk against Chad Green, top eight. Second time in three innings, Goldschmidt, a ground ball double play, ended the inning. Bottom half, Jeff Hartlieb making his season debut for the Yanks. He'd come on to clean up that seventh inning, but he walked two in the eighth. Then a base hit by Barger, loaded him up with two away. And Hartlieb, his third walk of the inning. Lost Clement, forced in a run, bases loaded walk. At setup, another bases loaded chance. Second in two innings for the Yankee killer. Springer and his eyes widening up in this spot.
1-0 to Springer. And he swings, hits it hard into the gap left center field. That'll pick up two more runs. George Springer just having an out-of-body experience today. He's driven in seven. Two more on the board. It's 12-4 Toronto here in the eighth.
That's a career high 7 RBIs in a single game for George Springer. Insurance run or runs brought to you by NJM. No jingles or mascots, just great insurance. NJM.com. So 8 unanswered at that point. The Yankees a run to answer in the 9th inning off Yariel Rodriguez. A Judge walk made it 5 times on base for the captain. Yankees couldn't take advantage of that. Stanton, the base hit, made it 1st and 3rd, one out. Jason Dominguez, too quick, would have been a game-ending 6-4-3, and that would have been the most excruciating but sort of fitting finish to this game. Dominguez too fast, though. Legged out the passable double play, made it 12-5, but Volpe popped out to 2nd, made it an 0-for-5 afternoon for Anthony Volpe, and the Yankees fall to the Blue Jays 12-5, the final score. That catcher's interference in the 7th inning looms really large, but Yankees could have done a lot of things to help themselves in this game and didn't. We have Yankees Rewind. You can catch segment on demand on the free Odyssey app anytime, right alongside our station-wide Yankees coverage for our flagship WFAN.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.